the 11 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch begins now. Now, if you're an avid reader of the Wisconsin State Journal or Madison.com, like Tausch is, you already know that you can read about Rashawn Gary in today's edition. Spent some time with him after the game. Those are the questions that Big J journalism has to come into play a little bit, right? Because nobody wants to be asked about how unproductive they had been. Now, the good news was, it's a little bit easier when you're coming off of a game where you affected the quarterback as much as he did. Then you could talk a little bit about, like the question I asked him, you know, I know you're conscientious, I know you care about it. I'm sure you weren't thrilled with your level of production going into this one. How much did you need? Did you really need a game like this to kind of get things going? And he said, yeah, I did. I did. Yeah, yeah. My question for you, Tausch, is do we
did
believe.
Did he feel like he got snubbed from Steinhoffels? Yeah, I agree with Rashawn. I totally do, and I haven't talked to Klinkster and Jerriat about it, but yeah, if that is the question you asked him, I would agree with Rashawn and say, yes, you did. All right, continue.
Yeah, that was not the question I asked him. My question for you, okay. Always belly aching about your employees, would be, is this a tipping point for him? Have they found the combination of him being productive, him being moved around, playing games like twists and stunts and lining him up in different places? Is this the tipping point for him, and is he going to be more productive moving forward, or was this a one-off?
I would hope that it was a tip. I don't know if I would go tipping point with it because I don't know how many times he lined up straight up and just beat guys, because all this stuff is cute. But eventually, you know, good teams and good offensive lines will pick this stuff up. And it's still going to come down to, can you beat your guy? I firmly believe Rashawn can. I think he is a really good football player. I think he was pressing a little bit. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times just getting some success and kind of taking that deep breath. Now just go back out and play football. So if you want to say tipping point, just because I said tipping point with the Milwaukee Bucks doesn't mean we have to go Malcolm Gladwell on everything. Like, we can, you know, come up with a different phrase. I thought it was really important for him to gain some confidence.
Agreed.
In what he's doing and with what Jeff Hafley's doing in the whole scheme. And now you hope to build off of that. I don't necessarily think it is a tipping point deal.
Okay. You hope that it's a turning point, whatever you want to call it, whatever you want to replace it with, something that's going to have him be more productive moving forward. I am very eager to see if that turns out to be the case, because they did do a great job of moving him around. As an offensive lineman, before we get to trivia, what does that do? Like, they did it with Za'Darius Smith in 2019 a lot, too. The idea of moving a pass rusher who is an edge rusher. They did it with Clay Matthews some, too, with Dom Capers.
Is that a four-down or a three-down look? Four-down look or three-down look with that? You can't take a little heat? It's fun. It's tricky because the thing you don't want to do is, as an old lineman, I want to come up and say, I got to block the end. You know, yep. Joe Philbin always
tackles block ends.
That's the easy thing to do. You got four down spacing, and here's what we got, and the center's there to help. And, you know, if this linebacker comes, we have them. Those are our 5-on-5. And that, to me, as an old lineman, that's what I want. When you start roaming guys around, and we call them spinners or whatever they might do, all of a sudden now I'm yelling at Flanagan, is this our guy? Do we have to slide over here? Now there's a safety walked up. Well, we have the four and this guy. So now all of this gets more confusing, and it doesn't take a ton to get guys confused. We're a smart group, and that's where having guys you play with a lot, it makes it easier because you can communicate better. But it only takes one guy. It takes a left guard to think, well, I thought I had a fan out. Well, then Eric Wilson comes walking up. Nobody touches him. That's the beauty of it. So right. I love it. And that's Mike Zimmer's made a great living off of mugging up two linebackers right next to the center. And you don't know if you're coming. And the other thing it helps with is not allowing guys to chip. Because running backs can't chip if they have responsibilities in the A-gaps. Mm-hmm. They have to go. So now maybe I'm expecting help with Julius Peppers out there, but I'm not going to get help because Ryan Grant's got to go inside and pick up, you know, whoever their linebacker's shooting. So confuse, make guys think. It really is. It's a really important thing, and you don't need to do it all the time because then it does put your defense sometimes in you're also going to be behind the eight ball a little bit. Mm-hmm. But that's what I loved about what Hafley did, and I think he recognized I got to get Rashawn going a little bit here, get him some confidence, so the Wildes and Domofskys won't keep writing all these bad articles about him.
Yeah, I didn't really get to write a bad article about him because I never got to talk to him. And, you know, I don't like to write bad articles unless I give the guy a chance to speak in them. Yeah. And then he had a good game, so it worked out great for me. What could work out great for you is playing some trivia. It is a double Wisconsin Geography Wednesday trivia palooza. So we need two callers. And in honor of Aaron Rodgers... 8 and 12. Number 8 and number 12. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Caller 8 and caller 12 will play trivia next. Meanwhile, number 10, Jordan Love. I see him on billboards now as I'm driving around town.
Yeah, the campaign is live. AmFam. Very excited. Very excited with AmFam and Packer fans ready for some game day excitement. Well, next time you're at Lambeau, stop by the American Family Insurance Title Townhouse and experience the thrill of making a game-saving play with our interactive Protect the End Zone game. Plus, don't miss out on all the amazing giveaways from exclusive Packers merch to special prizes. There's a little something for everybody. Visit us at Title Town to make your game day unforgettable. For more info, check out amfam.com/Packers. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
844-770-3776. Caller 8 and 12 will play trivia next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Trivia. Let's say hello to our contestants. First, let's say good morning to Mike in Pewaukee, who is a first-time contestant.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Mike, good morning.
Mike,
how you
good
doing?
Morning, how are you?
Good. Turned on your radio.
I'm good.
Turned on your radio.
Second, let's welcome in our second contestant. It is Ted in Evansville, who, quote, it's been a while since I've played trivia. Ted, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, good morning. I'm doing awesome, and it has been a while.
All right. And Mike in Pewaukee, you were the first of the two callers, so you get to choose. Do you want Jesse's Wisconsin geography trivia, or do you want Tyler's, Tier 1 Tyler's Wisconsin geography trivia?
I'll go with Tyler.
Of course. you're going to regret this, Mike.
All right. We'll see. All right. So, Mike, you will receive the opening kickoff. Here is question number one. Question number one in Tyler's Wisconsin geography trivia for Mike. Park Falls, Wisconsin. Known as the ruffed grouse capital of the world.
Is that right?
Is closest to which of these Wisconsin cities? Okay. Park Falls, Wisconsin. Closest to Wausau? Closest to Menominee? Or closest to Tauschville?
Menominee.
I'm going to be honest with you. As much as I love the joke of not picking Jesse's trivia,
that's
he may
a hard
be right.
Question.
That's a hard opening question.
Told you were going to regret this, Mike.
I thought that was more Eau Claire-ish. Ladysmith?
Wausau.
Ladysmith is new. Ladysmith is closer to Eau Claire than it is Wausau.
Well, Park Falls. What does Ladysmith have to do with anything?
He's not.
Oh, I thought you said Ladysmith. Park Falls.
Park Falls.
What?
Ladysmith.
Ruffed grouse.
Okay, let's move on.
That's a hard question.
I don't know what ruffed.
That's a hard question.
Do you know what ruffed grouse is? Because I do not.
I do. Bobby Knight once almost shot somebody going ruffed grouse hunting. I think it's a hard bird to get. Ruffed grouse.
Apparently.
All
right. This is off to a strong start. Ted, here's question one for you from Jesse's Wisconsin Geography.
Ted's got
trivia.
Some good questions coming up his way.
If you do say so yourself. The Oconomowoc. The Oconomowoc football team is traveling to Racine to play Racine Case in the playoffs this weekend. Which direction is the Oconomowoc football team primarily traveling? Is it traveling southeast, southwest, or northwest to Stevens Point to file a complaint with the WIAA because their seating makes no sense?
That is true, but they got to be going southeast.
West of Pier feels that same way. They're heading up the point.
Makes no sense.
Do a little complaining, too.
You win the SEC of Wisconsin High School Football, the Classic Eight Conference, with one loss. You beat Arrowhead head-to-head, who you tied with in the conference standings, and the computers spit them out as a six seed. They don't even get a home playoff game, and four teams in their conference are seeded better than them. It makes no sense.
Semerau,
this
where's Dennis?
Has been brought
Come
to
on,
you by
Dennis.
The Rankings Reveal Show on ESPN Madison's YouTube channel. Did we get an answer from Ted, or were you too busy grousing?
Yeah, he got it right. Yeah, he got it right.
He nailed
okay,
it.
I just wasn't sure. There was a lot of background noise.
Yeah,
there.
I jumped in. I shouldn't have. That's
all
on
right.
me.
Ted, you got your first one. Let's go back now to Mike. Question two for you in Tyler's Wisconsin Geography Trivia is this. If you were driving from Milwaukee to Madison on I-94, which of these Wisconsin cities would you pass by last on your journey? Okay, so you're leaving Milwaukee, you're driving to Madison. Is the last of these cities that you pass Johnson Creek, or Johnson Creek, depending on your pronunciation, Lake Mills, or Waukesha?
Lake Mills.
We're back, baby. All right. Good work. Ted, question two. Longitudinally, which of these Wisconsin cities is located farthest west? Farthest west. Is it Elkhart Lake? Elkhorn or Elk Mound? I like it when Jesse does
what
this.
What the heck?
As he mutters under his breath,
I don't think it's the first one. What are my options, B and C?
Elkhart Lake was the first one that you apparently have eliminated. Elkhorn or Elk Mound?
Elkhorn's a little bit east of Madison, I believe. Let's go with C. I don't know.
Deductive reasoning for the win. 2-for-2 for Ted. Nicely done. All right, question
three,
Mike.
A lot of elk in the state of Wisconsin.
I like it when you do that, Jesse. I have to be honest. As much as I hate to give you compliments. Question three from Tyler's Trivia. Mike, here you go. Shout out Beaver Dam! Which of these Wisconsin cities is located closest to Beaver Dam? Closest to Beaver Dam. Is it Mayville, Kewaskum, or North Freedom? Which of those is closest to Beaver Dam? This one's in the weeds, people.
Told you were going to regret this, Mike.
I am, yes.
Would you like your choices one more time, Mike?
Please.
All right, your choices again. Mayville, Kewaskum, or North Freedom?
Let's go with Mayville.
Like it. Shot in the dark, hits its mark. The rare miss question one, get question two and three. So I like it. Now, Ted, question three for you and a chance for a perfect 3-for-3 day with Jesse's geography trivia. Which of these cities is located in Wisconsin's Driftless Region? The Driftless Region, which I gotta be honest, didn't know we had one. So
neither
this is
did
news
my dad. Like this is specifically catered for my dad, who has learned a lot about the Driftless Region in the last 2 months.
All right. Well, which of these, Nelsonville, not an option. Which of these is in the Driftless Region of Wisconsin? Is it Rhinelander, Prairie du Chien, or Algoma? Driftless Region.
I feel like I've been hiking to so many of these places. It's got to be Prairie du Chien. That seems right to me. West of Madison, that's the Driftless area.
Gotta be, is it?
It is. Let's go.
What makes it driftless? What does that mean?
It, like, floats. You float. You drift.
That's not what it means.
I have no idea why. But when we go down to Platteville, Platteville is part of the Driftless Corridor.
It is, yes, yes. Dubuque, which should be in Wisconsin, is part of the Driftless region.
Yeah, we need to annex that.
Well done by both of our contestants. First of all, Mike, you got 2 out of 3. You got 3 of the possible 4 entries into Friday's drawing. Thanks for playing, buddy. We appreciate you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And Ted in Evansville, you got all 3 right. That means you got 4 entries into Friday's drawing, and you nailed the Driftless Region question. Well done, Ted. Thanks for playing, bud.
Thanks. Love you guys.
All right.
Love you, guys. Love you too, Ted.
All right. So yeah,
we do.
According to Wikipedia, never covered by ice during the last ice age, the area lacks the characteristic glacial deposits known as drift. Its landscape is characterized by steep hills, forested ridges, deeply carved river valleys, and karst geology with spring-fed waterfalls and cold water trout streams.
Ironically, though, you drive down through the Driftless area, you see a lot of similarities to the Wisconsin Dells. There's a lot of similarities, like little caverns and like sandstone or whatever that little stone is. Your cell reception's not very good. It's a goofy area down there in the Driftless now.
The Dells might be part of the Driftless region.
That would make sense. that would make sense.
Baraboo is. So... What, are you going to get mad at the topographers now for saying where the Driftless region
is? I'm just
saying,
Jason, it's apparently a pretty expansive region. I think it ceases to be a region if it goes all the way from Prairie du Chien to the Dells.
And it goes into Minnesota, Iowa, and even Illinois, Galena, part of the Driftless area, I believe. Okay. Yeah.
Sketch.
I think Galena's a little overrated. Galena's a little overrated. I did a family trip down there. Pretty expensive, very kitschy. Like, not a Galena guy. Not a Galena guy. Just not.
You went on a vacation to Galena?
No, we did like a family. Like, Sarah's family lives near there, so we all met down in Galena. Like, get over yourself. Don't be all smug. Yeah, you could go on a family trip to Galena. I just didn't think it was that great.
I'm not smug. I'm not the one disparaging Galina.
Did you just hear Jason's smug overtones of you went on vacation to Galina?
You went to Italy. You spent a month in California, and now you're telling us about your trip to Galina?
Jesse, did I misread Smuggy McGee?
It's not
kind of putting down Galina.
It's inconsistent with the Tauscher family travels.
He's not only putting down Galina, he's putting down the entire Driftless area. He's putting down a key pivotal tourist attraction of four great
Midwest
states.
Very smug, Jason. Very smug.
I'm just saying it doesn't fit your MO as a world traveler. That's all I'm saying.
Galina is a little overrated, though. I agree with Tausch.
Yes.
I'm the one disparaging Galina.
They have a nice old-timey train depot in downtown Galina. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, very kitschy.
You guys are both ripping Galina, and I'm...
No, I said it's kitschy.
And
I didn't like it.
Okay, you went to France, you went to Italy,
I'm going
to
say is Dubuque.
Which one of these doesn't belong?
Give me that
Galina.
Give me the greater than sign Galina. Dubuque greater than Galina.
Sign me up for Team Dubuque, no doubt. Easy.
I'd go Dubuque all day. I love Dubuque now. I didn't realize it was so close.
Although you can hit both in one day. They're right there, about 30 minutes from each other.
Huh.
Galina may be overrated. Gruberlof
Smuggy.
Never. It's not smuggy. It's inconsistent with your other travel trips.
You know you are smug. Ditch the random channel surfing with your remote. Grab your phone and open the ESPN app. Their new Aware to Watch feature is a game changer. With so many games going on in Galina in the Driftless area, the ESPN app is your answer for what channel, what app, or what stream to get to. Want to know where the Bucks are tipping off on a Thursday night? A-boom. ESPN app. Need the channel for Sunday's green and gold games? A-boom. You already know the answer. It's the ESPN app's Where to Watch tab. Say goodbye to all that frustration and hello to watching sports. Download the ESPN app from your app store and find the Where to Watch TV icon.
I got a text from Mike on the text line, and this is not about Galina. It's about with the Bucks TV network rebranding. He was asking where he can find it on his cable provider, and instead of doing that, the easiest thing to do, just open up the ESPN app, Where to Watch. It'll take you right to it, direct link. You don't have to worry about trying to find it with all the changes going on. Easy peasy.
Never mind the fact that I had started a Gruberlof's read when you decided to tell us about ESPN Where to Watch.
How was I supposed to know that?
Listening might have been
a factor. Too busy. You were too busy smugging about Galina.
Whoa, Nelly, which I'd like to do to this show, is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com. Because I'm a hazard to myself. Don't let me get me. I'm my own worst enemy. It's bad with you and all yourself. So irritating. Oh,
hey, Tausch, tell us about the ESPN Where to Watch program. Let's get to Whoa, Nelly, for crying out loud. Enough of the Driftless region and everything else that's going on around here.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Sirocco's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa, Nelly!
On Wildy and Tausch.
Check out this map on the video stream, though, that Josh DiMaggio sent us. This is pretty interesting, because, like, there's glaciers everywhere else, except the Driftless region. It's surrounded by glaciers everywhere. I didn't know that.
What do you think happened? What happened?
Dinosaurs.
Elevation? I don't know.
So all that brown area is Driftless, or just that little baby spot is Driftless?
Yeah, it's everything is Driftless. I don't know how to answer that question. Everything's Like, if there's orange, green, red, all the way through Iowa and up in the north and everything, all the stuff below that does not have drift. But then the drift list is in the middle of all where the drift was. There is one spot that remained driftless.
Well, everything else was drifty.
Okay.
Fascinating. That sort of stuff is really fascinating to me. Topography and geography and different offies. It's all good stuff. It's all good stuff.
Sound graph. Geography. Topography. Sound graphically. What's next?
How about lineage? Congratulations to LeBron and Bronny James on their historic accomplishment last night, becoming the first father-son tandem to ever play on the same team in the NBA, checking in at the same time with 4 minutes left in the second quarter as the Lakers defeated the Minnesota Timberwolves in the opening game of the season. Pretty cool stuff, huh, Tausch?
It is incredibly cool, and I think, you know, for everybody that has kids, to be able to, you know, for LeBron, and I am not a LeBron guy. I respect the heck out of what he's done, how he's been able to play at this high of a level for a long time. I think he's, you know, he is one of the greats of all. He's never going to pass Jordan in my eyes, but I have to give him a ton of respect. And for him to be able to set this goal and have his kid. Now, I don't necessarily know all of the particulars, but to be as big in the league and still as relevant as he is, to be able to get his team and the entire league to not draft his kid so that he could play with him, what an accomplishment. And for to help guide your kid, even though I think most people would say he shouldn't be an NBA player, I know I do, it's pretty awesome that he's able to pull this off and give his son an opportunity to live out his dreams. From LeBron's standpoint, I would have to think this has got to be one of the coolest things he's ever done in his life. From Bronny's standpoint, I would probably feel a little more squeamish, if I'm being honest. But for LeBron, what an accomplishment that he's able to pull off.
I feel like you, more than anyone else that I know, is anti-nepotism. Like, that's one of your hot buttons. Is that, and not being critical of teams because for various reasons, when we're critical of the G&G or whoever it else might be that they lose in the postseason, and then we're not critical of other teams the way we are the Packers. That and nepotism are two of your hot button issues. Why is this a cool moment for you as opposed to something where you would be critical of it?
I said it was a cool moment for LeBron.
Yeah, for the record, I presented this sarcastically. I thought this was incredibly overrated and a contrived thing that LeBron made happen, and the Lakers felt like they had to make it happen for LeBron to be
happy. He did make it happen. You're not going to get. He made this happen. He put this in the universe and was able to be good enough to force an NBA team to do all this. You don't have to like it. You better respect it. Every one of us that's a parent wants the best for our kids. He somehow figured this out to do it. That's pretty impressive.
So you're looking for at him, it as a... board with you looking at it
not
as a
for
dad.
His kid. If I'm his kid, I'm squeamish about the whole thing.
Right, but you,
it is nepotism.
You are against nepotism.
Welcome. It's not like he could be some schlub and he can't play at all. He can't do the sports. You can't do it.
You said he's not an NBA player. You just said he wasn't.
He's not
an NBA player.
But
isn't he a schlub?
He's not. His stat line over 2 from the field last night made it onto Good Morning America this morning.
But he's not a schlub. Like, he obviously was good enough. UCLA recruited him, I think.
And if his
USC.
Name was Bronny Tauscher, he wouldn't be in the league.
I don't know. I'm going to give LeBron his flowers for being able to stay this relevant for 20-some-odd years. And from a nepotism standpoint, is it nepotism to the highest degree? Absolutely. I'm not on board with that, but I can definitely give LeBron love for the fact that he has worked and kept himself in this position that he could execute this plan. How do you not respect that? I don't think it's as big a deal as a lot of people do, but from LeBron's standpoint, I get why he thinks it's a big deal, because the reason I think he's worked so hard and kept his body in shape and spent millions of dollars to do it is because he wanted this moment last night. I can respect that.
So I actually wanted to ask you this follow-up question that Josh DiMaggio just pointed out in our text. I am too young to know what it was like when the Griffies did this, Griffey Sr. and Griffey Jr., but they were in attendance at the game in Los Angeles last night. Was there a similar buzz when that happened than that there is to this with LeBron and Bronny, or was that like a – how did that compare to this?
I don't know. I know this. Ken Griffey Jr. was a much better player than Ken Griffey Sr., but there is no mistake, both of those guys are pros. They both are. Bronny is a pro because of his dad. And thin. He would have never made the NBA without it. He wouldn't have. That is the reality. I don't care what J.J. Redick says or anybody else. He's not. He's like a 6-foot-nothing point guard that's not a great shooter. Like, we get it. But he's not a schlub. He can play basketball. Should he be in the NBA? No. Is he going to play a lot of minutes? No. But LeBron has earned what he got last night. Period. Fin. End.
Whoa, Nelly.
Whoa, Nelly!
Now, a loyal fan, up north neighbor Joe, who already chimed in once today, is chiming in that the Did You Know the Ice Age Trail, who we had the guy on from the Ice Age Trail a while
ago. We did.
Back.
He was great.
That covers the 1,200-mile Ice Age Trail. That's the edge of the last glacier that covered Wisconsin.
Is that right?
So on this map...
What is this, a map? What is this, a Matt LaFleur press conference? Wildy sleeping again? Fair enough.
Aaron Rodgers said the Jets need to play with more fun and less anger. That's ironic, right?
That's pretty good. Yeah. Be fun, Uncle Aaron. That's been my advice going back to 2022. Be fun, Uncle Aaron.
Did you buy his explanation? He ate boogers on a sideline. He ate his boogs.
What did he
do? Wait
Coffey, a minute.
To
did
his
he
credit,
explain?
Let me tell you
did
something.
Did he explain?
Big J wasn't. Big J wasn't going to ask that question. They caught old boy getting all fingered up into his schnauz, and then they showed
schnauz.
Him kind of.
Ruff,
they asked him about it, and he denied it, but he said, "I can understand why you would think that I ate my boogs." I think
is that
he ate
a quote?
Actually,
I saw the clip on McAfee on Twitter, and it basically said, "I can understand why you guys would think that I ate my boogs." Because I think he ate his boogs.
I did not eat those boogers.
Whoa, Nelly.
Whoa, Nelly!
We'll have better topics for you tomorrow, Jason. You can contribute tomorrow.
I want to remind you, like I tried to do earlier, Grubel offices. One call, that's
ditch all. That remote. Oh, no, it's not my turn. Oh, my bad.
Pour me in, coach. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. That's the one call, that's all number right there. 414-276-6666. Again, I hope you never have to call it. But if you are ever seriously injured or someone you care about is, make the call. You can also find out more about the firm by going to the website, gruber-law.com. We'll wrap things up next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Just got an alert. Breaking news from my Quick Trip app. Limited edition Glazers tins are now available at a store near you. That includes a free box of Glazers for only $9.99. Get them while supplies last. That's the breaking news I have. Maybe we'll have breaking news later today from Packers availability. Tausch, this was a really fun show. You want to go another hour, or you got something scheduled?
No, I'm good, but this was a fun show, and I learned a lot. Anytime I can learn something, here we go. I do want someone to explain the whole area. I didn't know. I knew that we had a big chunk of driftless area. I think it's bigger than I think a lot of people thought. And I'm glad everybody got to see that with the Encyclopedia Britannica scale system down at the bottom. Maps and atlases need to get more of a comeback in today's society.
Driftless Glen, from what I recall. Pretty good distillery, I believe, as well. That's it for us today. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on Wisconsin On Demand.